A celebration of Latin American Heritage Month meant dancing, singing and music in Berry City Hall's Rotunda Saturday evening. These festivals I find are very important, not only for our people to remember and to pass on our traditions, but also to show where we come from, our culture. It's important for the world to know that we're here, said Nina Denaire, founder and director of the Berry Latin Resource Center. We are trying to show the community that we are part of this multicultural society in Berry. Denaire says this celebration has been taking place in Berry since 2013. She spent much of Saturday night with a clipboard in her hands, organizing the songs, dancing and other performances, which began at 3 p.m. and were scheduled until 9 p.m. But it wasn't just about Saturday's celebrations. Sophia Armstrong and Alexis Diaz were dressed to celebrate Day of the Dead, or Ofrenda, in early November. It's to remember the loved ones that have passed already, to remember their lives and bring them back to this world, Armstrong said. This celebration is very special to every Mexican because we grow up with this holiday, Diaz said. It's part of our lives and we use it as a day to remember our parents, grandfathers and friends, and that's why it's so important to us. On Friday, November 3, there's to be the Katrina's Parade from 8:30 to 9 p.m. in downtown Berry, starting at the Mexican House and continuing with a Latin night at the Ranch 2.0, with dance performances, a Latin DJ, Mexican food and drinks. Then November 4 we'll have a Day of the Dead Gala at the McLaren Art Center Gallery at 6:30 p.m. It's to feature Ballet Folclorico Jalisciense from Jalisco, Mexico, with storytelling of traditional folkloric dance. There will also be singing, food, drinks and an artisanal market. Denaire said events like Saturday's festival are just part of what Berry Latin Resource Center does in the community. We've been doing it all this time, trying to get the community together and also to show Simcoe County that we are part of the multicultural fabric that is growing and growing here, she said. And there's more. The Resource Center assists individuals who are in the process of adapting and integrating into the Simcoe County community. Our main concern is newcomers that arrive here and don't know what the next step is when arriving in this country, Denaire said.